Democratic Governor Dana Malloy says Connecticut's holding up extremely well, despite not having a budget. Malloy was speaking on Wednesday at an event to highlight the need for upgrades to the 70-year-old Heroes Tunnel on the Wilbur Cross Parkway in New Haven. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Connecticut was one of 11 states that ended their fiscal year last Friday without a budget. On that day, Governor Malloy signed an executive order allowing him to take over state spending by executive authority to maintain essential state services. He says he would have preferred that lawmakers had passed a three-month temporary budget before the end of the fiscal year. Malloy says that would have allowed the state to avoid cuts to youth summer employment programs and rental assistance to the elderly.
Having said that, they didn't act before the deadline, and the next reasonable date that perhaps some progress might be made appears to be the 18th. I gave up howling at the moon a long time ago.
That's because Connecticut House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz, a Democrat from Burling, has said his Democratic caucus has a two-year budget plan that could be ready for a vote on July 18th. But Malloy says he doesn't believe they're quite there yet.
I know there have to be additional discussions between the Senate and the House to allow bills to be brought up, so there's a lot of work to be done.
Despite the lack of a budget, Malloy says there'll continue to be funding for the state's ongoing highway and other transportation infrastructure projects in order not to lose construction time that could result from a shutdown. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.